Created by a kid and their parent, using Tailbot.
Maximus and the Mysterious Whispers of Manhattan. A special bedtime story for Maximus. In the heart of the bustling city of Manhattan lived a young boy named Maximus. He was an adventurous spirit with a curiosity that knew no bounds. His best friends were a pair of unusual but lovable characters, Tom, a clever little mouse with a knack for getting into mischief, and Jerry, a kind-hearted cat who, unlike most cats, loved nothing more than spending his days playing and scheming with Tom and Maximus. One sunny morning, Maximus was awakened by the soft chirping of the sparrows outside his window. Today felt special, but he couldn't quite put his finger on why. After breakfast, Maximus, Tom, and Jerry decided to embark on an adventure through Manhattan. Little did they know, today's journey would teach them an invaluable lesson. Their adventure began in the enchanting Central Park, a green oasis amidst the towering skyscrapers. The trio played hide-and-seek among the ancient trees, laughing and running without a care in the world. As the day wore on, they found themselves in a part of the park they had never explored before, a secluded glen that seemed untouched by time. Suddenly, they heard a whisper, soft and gentle, like the rustling of leaves. "Listen," it said. The voice seemed to be coming from everywhere and nowhere at the same time. Maximus, Tom, and Jerry looked at each other in wonder. "Did you hear that?" Maximus asked. "I did," replied Jerry, his ears perked up in curiosity. Tom nodded, his eyes wide with intrigue. They decided to follow the whispers, which seemed to be guiding them deeper into the park. Along the way, they encountered puzzles and riddles, each more challenging than the last. The whispers always offered hints, but only if Maximus and his friends were willing to listen carefully. The first riddle led them to the Bethesda Fountain, where they found a clue hidden beneath the water's sparkling surface. The next riddle took them on a merry chase through the park's winding paths until they stumbled upon Belvedere Castle, perched high on its rocky outcrop.
Tailbot, tailor-made tales for your child's dreams.
As the sun began to set, casting a golden glow over the city, the final riddle led them to a majestic old oak tree, its branches stretching up to the sky. Beneath the tree, they found a treasure chest. With bated breath, Maximus opened the chest to reveal its contents, a beautiful, antique compass and a note. The note read, "Dear Maximus, Tom, and Jerry, the true treasure lies not in this chest, but in the journey you've embarked upon. You've proven that by listening to others and working together, there's no mystery you cannot unravel. May this compass always guide you on your adventures." Tears of joy and pride welled up in their eyes as they realized the lesson they had learned. Listening to others is not only important, but it can also lead to the most extraordinary discoveries. As they made their way back home, the city of Manhattan seemed even more magical than before. The buildings twinkled like stars in the night sky, and the sounds of the city formed a symphony of life around them. From that day on, Maximus, Tom, and Jerry promised to always listen to each other and those around them, understanding that every voice has value and every story matters. And with the mysterious whispers of Manhattan in their hearts, they knew that their adventures were only just beginning. Snuggled in his bed, Maximus smiled as he thought about the day's adventure. He realized that the greatest adventures of all are those shared with friends. With that comforting thought, he drifted off to sleep, dreaming of the next day's adventures in the magical city of Manhattan. And so, the story comes to a close, but the lessons learned and the memories made will last forever. Good night, Maximus. May your dreams be filled with adventure, friendship, and the magic of listening.
Created by a kid and their parent using Tailbot, click the link in the video description to create your own story.